Hello. Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre. I decided to take a poll again this week because I had so much fun last week diving into the topics that you exactly wanted to talk about with snacks. So I took a poll on Instagram this weekend. And of course, the poll came out split three ways, exactly 33% for each vote. So what I'm going to do is we're going to combine two of the options, and we are going to talk today all about fitting healthy into your own lifestyle while building a new morning routine. Does that sound like a great idea? Hopefully it's a great idea. I'm excited about both of these topics, and I could honestly do a podcast about both of them eventually. But I think they're both really, really great and relevant this time of the year because we are a month into New Year's resolutions. And whether you're continuing with your resolutions, you've given up on your resolutions, or you are just hanging in there hoping for the best because you didn't do resolutions, fitting healthy into your current lifestyle is the way it should be done. And building a new morning routine, or a routine at that, it doesn't have to be morning, is a big piece of fitting healthy into your lifestyle. So let's dive in. I don't have time. How often do you find yourself saying that when someone tells you you need to work out, when you need to meal prep, or you need to cook for yourself? I don't have time. That phrase is used so often in any aspect of life, whether it's scheduling time with friends, building a healthy lifestyle, going for a new promotion at work, whatever it is, we always refer back to time. And I know there's that quote, even Beyonce has the same 24 hours in a day. Beyonce also has an incredible support staff, so we're not even going to go there. Building a healthy lifestyle is often misconstrued as it needs to be a brand new lifestyle. You need to throw away all your other habits and build this totally brand new lifestyle. But I think that needs to be busted. We need to bust that myth. We need to bust that idea. Because in reality, to build a long-term, lasting, healthy lifestyle, it's going to be how do we adjust our current habits to fit into more healthier habits? And over time, we slowly make changes to our current lifestyle that makes it healthier. That's how you're going to build lasting change. Throwing everything you currently do out the window and saying, I am starting fresh. We are new me. We're doing this. We're doing it this way. We are going to revamp everything starting right now is not necessarily going to lead to lasting change unless you have incredible support, you know, like Beyonce's support system. The reality is in order to make a long-term healthy lifestyle as a normal human being who doesn't have an incredible support staff who can help you revamp everything from start to finish in one day, you need to take a look at your current habits. You need to take a look at your current goals and break them all down together. And if you want to talk more about goal setting, go back to episode 55, where I talked all about how I failed in 2022 and what I learned. Because we're going to take these big goals we have, whether it's weight loss, whether it's just a long-term healthy lifestyle, whether it's getting your kids more active, whether it's cutting back on eating out, we need to look at our long-term goals and we need to look at the habits associated with them. How do we make changes to our current habits to reach those long-term goals? That's exactly what we're going to dive into this week on the podcast. We're going to break it down into a couple areas. If your goals are food-based, if your goals are movement or workout-based, if your goals are about forming new routines, we're going to talk about those three aspects. Because for the most part, when you're looking at a healthy lifestyle, it's going to come down to those three areas. Making changes to the food on your plate, making changes to your movement or increasing movement or starting movement, or forming a new routine that's going to help you with this long-term lifestyle. Let's start with if your goals are food-based. For example, if your goal is, I want to eat less fast food, or I want to eat more vegetables, where can you start making changes in your current eating habits? Can you just immediately stop eating all your fast food if that's your goal? that's going to mean cooking more. So do you have time in the week this week to cook more? Does this make sense? Taking it and breaking it down this way is going to help give you a more realistic idea of where changes need to be made. My favorite thing to do on Sunday nights is sit down with my calendar and plan out the week. And that goes down to what mornings are different than normal. What lunches do I have meetings that are going to overlap with my eating schedule? What nights do we have soccer? What nights do we have appointments? What nights do we have baseball? What nights do we have concerts or choir after school or science bowl or whatever is going on in life? Maybe it's dance lessons. I don't know. What nights do we have stuff going on? And am I the person who needs to get the child there? And I know that sounds a little bit weird, but the whole point behind that is, can I cook that night? Can I cook my lunches, or do I need to have a lunch prepared because I have back-to-back-to-back-to-back meetings that day and I'm not going to have time for lunch? I like to look at this all on Sunday night, so no surprises come up during the week. For example, maybe you didn't sit down and all of a sudden you pull up your calendar Monday morning. You have back-to-back-to-back meetings Monday at lunch. You didn't bring a lunch, so you were planning on eating out. Now you have to DoorDash something, and or you have to run to a drive-thru and grab McDonald's instead of that salad you wanted to grab from the place next door. It can spiral pretty quickly like that. So by taking time and looking at your calendar, you can really get ahead on a lot of planning just by looking at it on Sunday night for 15 minutes. So that can help you not only eat out less, but maybe it's going to help you increase the amount of vegetables you eat. And again, that can go back to what do you have time to cook this week? If you have sports every night of the week, are there vegetables you can prepare ahead of time? Or do you have the steamer bags of vegetables when you go grocery shopping? Buy those instead of buying vegetables you need to cook. Does this make sense? Is this resonating? And that goes back to what you can prepare on the weekend. So again, if your goals are food-based, everybody's mind tends to go right to, I need to meal prep. Meal prep isn't always an option for everybody. Not everybody has time on Sunday or Saturday to meal prep. I get that. But what can you do when you're grocery shopping that's going to make your life easier on the weekends? It doesn't have to be meal prepping. It could be something as simple, like I said, as buying the steamer bags of vegetables. You throw them in the microwave for 5 to 6 minutes and you have fresh green beans, corn, sweet potatoes, whatever kind of vegetables you are buying. Buy those instead of buying the fresh green beans that you have to cut up, you have to steam. Sure, maybe they taste a little bit better, but when it comes down to it, do you have time to cook the fresh vegetables, or would it be more easier and more convenient for you to eat the already prepared vegetables that all you have to do is microwave? It doesn't have to be a full-on meal prep situation on the weekends. It's just a matter of making better choices when going to the grocery store and how it's going to fit into your week. Similarly, when it comes to meat, are you going to cook whether it's meat or proteins, whatever your proteins are for dinner? Not necessarily meat. Maybe it's soy proteins, whatever it is. Do you have those pre-prepared? Are they things that you need additional ingredients for? What can you do on the weekends to make sure everything's together? One of the best recommendations I saw a long time ago, it was a few years ago, was when you finish your grocery shopping, when you unload everything in your kitchen, put it in your fridge by meal. So that way you make sure you have all of the ingredients that you need, like anything that goes towards a meal that is cold, put it together in the fridge. And then put your spices together if you happen to buy new spices or toppings or whatever. Put those together in the cabinets. So that way, as you're putting your groceries away, you're making sure you have everything that was on your list, so you're not going to be thrown off when it comes to things later in the week. Is starting to make sense? So all of these things are simple as you are working through them. You are not really making that many changes to your lifestyle. You're just adding a couple little habits that go along with grocery shopping, a couple little habits that go along with making that grocery list or when you're putting your groceries away. There may be 10 to 15 extra minutes that it's going to save you a lot of time during the week, and it's going to keep you on track. And you didn't just spend 3 hours meal prepping on Sundays. Now, if meal prep's your thing, that's great. Do it. That's wonderful. But one of the biggest pushbacks I get as a nutrition coach when I'm working with people on making changes to nutrition is I don't have time to meal prep. This takes the time piece out of it. All you need is 15 minutes here and 15 minutes there. And I know you have 15 minutes you can sacrifice in your day that can help you here, because little changes like this can add up to such big results. Again, we are adding two new habits into the week, or three new habits if you include reviewing your schedule, adding three new habits into the week that are 10 to 15 minute habits that are going to help you stay on track with that goal. We aren't overhauling your entire lifestyle by making these three small habit changes. And really, you don't even have to do all three to start, and we'll get to that more with routines. We are talking making one little tweak at a time. Little changes add up to big results. If you've been around here for a while, you know that's one of my favorite sayings. Now, if your goals are movement or workout based, and you're saying, how in the world am I going to fit this into my schedule? You guessed it, I don't have time. Let's break that down. For starters, what kind of movement do you actually enjoy? I don't even want to talk about the time piece right now. Let's talk about what kind of movement you actually enjoy, because we're not going to make time if it's something we don't like. So for example, if you hate running, you know you hate running, it's your worst enemy. Why in the world are you going to say, I'm going to start running. I'm going to become a runner this year. Let's start with baby steps. Let's start with going for walks, or maybe something along the lines of lifting weights or going to a yoga class or Pilates. Find a movement you actually enjoy to get started with. Saying you're going to become a runner when you dread running, it's your worst enemy, you hate it, you swore you will never run again your entire life, is not going to help you find time to work out. It's not going to help you fit running into your lifestyle. Trust me. Find a movement you enjoy. Next, review the barriers that you're going to face. If you're going out on a walk, what time are you going? What's the temperature going to be? Is the sun going to be up? That is something to keep in mind when you are making these plans. And we're going to talk more about morning routines in a minute, but these are important barriers to keep in mind. When you're trying to fit something like that into your current lifestyle, yes, it is going to require shifting things around or time around, but by adding more barriers, like saying, I'm going to go for a walk at 6 a.m. every day when it's 13 degrees outside and it's dark, you're not going to. Trust me on this one. You're going to find an excuse. So review those barriers. And then we start to look at, where does it fit into the schedule and can you involve your family? So for example, going back to that walking idea, are you going to start walking every day? Maybe that's the movement you want to do. When does it fit into your day? Again, we don't have time, and this is the excuse we are getting past right now. Fitting that into your day could mean something like your family takes a walk together after dinner. And again, this is more of a summer activity when it's not freezing cold and dark out by 4 p.m. But can your family go for a walk in the evenings? Or can it be done during a sports activity? So for example, if going back to the walk thing, maybe your son has football practice indoors 3 days a week in the evenings. And you're like, I can't go for walks because I spend my life at an indoor sports arena. Well, how can you go for a walk in that arena? Are the fields large enough where you can walk the perimeters? Yeah, maybe it means taking 20 or 30 laps to fit it in, but you just got movement in instead of sitting in the stand scrolling your phone. Or if there's other people there, maybe they want to join you and maybe they've been afraid to jump out and say, hey, do you want to go for a walk around the arena while the kids are practicing? Same thing with outdoor sports in the summer. Can you do it at that time while the kids are practicing? If you're going to be there for an hour or two and you don't have to be there watching their every single move, how can you incorporate it then? Maybe it's a matter of yoga. Can you involve the kids in yoga? I know there's Cosmic Kids Yoga, which every kid that I've ever met has absolutely loved. Maybe it's taking 10 minutes after lunch or 10 minutes after dinner and doing a little bit of family yoga. It doesn't have to be something complicated and it doesn't have to be long. Just figure out where that little bit of movement fits into your schedule and figure out a way to get it done.
Hey guys, it's Kristen. I'm going to interrupt my own episode for just 1 minute here because there's something that I need to tell you about. You see, making adjustments to the food on your plate can be overwhelming. The internet is a wealth of knowledge, often contradicting itself. Instead of relying on what Suzy Q1234 tells you to eat, it's time to learn what's healthy for your body and build long-term healthy habits. That's where Jumpstart to Eating Healthy comes in. Instead of getting overwhelmed with where to start adjusting your eating habits, Jumpstart to Eating Healthy is here to give you a direction to get started. Together, we're going to make a meal plan that takes your family and your dietary needs into consideration. As you implement the meal plan, I'll continue to support you for 2 additional weeks to help answer any questions, brainstorm ideas, and deal with unexpected situations. I currently have openings for Jumpstart to Eating Healthy, and you are the next person that I want to see in it. Visit kristenlongacre.com/jumpstart or click the link in the show notes to sign up.
Now, speaking of routines, this is something that I've kind of jumped back and forth on a couple of times, which is why I wanted to merge these two topics together, because building healthy habits over a long period of time does mean a shift in routines, but it doesn't have to mean a big shift. Like I said, it could mean a 15-minute shift on Sunday nights where you review your time for the week. It could mean a shift during sports practice or game where you start to do your movement instead of sitting in the stands talking to a friend. Figuring out where you're going to shift your routine is important, but we also need to talk about actually shifting your routines. So one of the biggest questions that come up with pretty much anyone I talk to, or one of the biggest topics, not even questions, is a morning routine. In the health and wellness industry, it is very much pushed that you should have this perfected morning routine. Or if you're an entrepreneur, I'm sure you've heard of the 5 a.m. mornings, whatever. Like, morning routines are so heavily pushed right now in terms of this is how you're going to have a successful day. But morning routines aren't necessarily for everybody. So I'm just going to throw that disclaimer in there and say this doesn't have to be in the morning. You can make your shifts to your routine whenever you want to make your shifts. But let's talk about them. And I am going to address them in a morning situation because that is the question that has come up so many times. If your goal is to form a new routine or form a morning routine, let's keep talking. For starters, be realistic. And this is why I say morning routines aren't for everybody. Maybe you get up when your kids get up and that is what it is. Maybe you get up when your husband gets up and that is what it is. But the first place you need to look at if you're starting a new morning routine is the time you go to bed the night before. Let me repeat that. The first place you need to look at when you're starting a morning routine is the time you go to bed the night before. If you are staying up until midnight and your morning routine you want to start at 5, that is not enough sleep. You are going to crash and burn, and you are eventually going to turn your alarm off. I don't care what anybody says. 5 hours of sleep is not enough sleep. Got it? Then you have to look at your quality of sleep. Are you sleeping through the night? If you are a new mom or you have a kid or a dog who is up 3 or 4 times a night, 5 a.m. might not be realistic for you, and that's okay. This is something that I think needs to be dropped from the narrative of everybody needs to have this perfect morning routine. There are people that right now, a morning routine in this season of life is not going to work for them. I come to this speaking from experience. I have had a dog for the last year who did not sleep well. She had dementia. Her days and nights were flipped. I wound up ultimately sacrificing my morning routine because I realized that it was not good for my health. It was not good for my well-being. It was not good for my sleep to be sleeping 5 hours a night and then getting up and trying to work out. If you follow me on social media, you have seen over the last few weeks, I have been trying to rebuild my morning routine with more sleep involved. So this is a hot topic for me right now as well. So my next tip is be reasonable. If you are currently getting up at 6:30, shifting to having a morning routine at 4:30 is not going to be an easy transition. And most likely your body is going to say no. So instead, try 30 to 45 minutes at a time. So instead of getting up at 6:30, maybe this week you focus on getting up at 5:45. So you are shifting your body about 45 minutes so you can slowly shift your sleep schedule, because most likely this is going to mean going to bed 30 to 45 minutes earlier. So not only are you shifting your morning routine, you're shifting your evening routine to keep your same amount of sleep. Now, if for whatever reason you were going to bed at 8 and getting up at 6:30, so you are getting plenty of sleep, then this isn't as big of a deal. Next, make a list of the habits you want to accomplish. Pick one or two to start with. Whether this is an evening routine, a morning routine, lunch routine, Sunday night routine, don't overdo it. No matter what your routine shifts are, start simple. For example, if as part of your new healthy lifestyle, you want to journal, meditate, work out, make coffee, shower, eat breakfast, and pack the kids' lunches before everybody in the house gets up, that's a lot to accomplish, and your brain might go into overload trying to do it all the first day. Instead, for the first couple weeks, start with two. For example, make coffee and work out. As you have gotten into this habit and you're able to start shifting your mornings a little bit earlier, then you can add one more. Maybe then you add in journaling or the kids' lunches or something like that. Take your time and don't jump in all at once to this routine shift. These all go back to little habits that add up to big results. Lastly, put yourself out the night before or on Sunday afternoons or something like that. Whenever you are making a shift to your morning routine, make sure you have everything you need. It helps you avoid waking anyone else up in the morning if you are a morning routine person that you are working on. And it gives you one less thing to think about when you are going into that habit. By getting ahead of yourself, by making a plan, you are taking less thinking off of what your body needs to do to form these new habits. The more things you have to think about, the more resistance your body is going to have to these new habits. When it comes to fitting healthy into your current lifestyle, building new routines, regardless of what your goals are, make sure you are realistic, paying close attention to your schedule, because the phrase, "I don't have time," will go out the window if you are realistic. And most importantly, be flexible. There's no such thing as a perfect, healthy lifestyle. Nobody is perfect. I don't care what they say on Instagram. Nobody's lifestyle is perfect. The most important thing is that you try again the next day. Thanks for hanging out this week on the podcast. As always, it's great to have you here. And if you have a chance to visit iTunes or Spotify to rate and review, I would greatly appreciate it. The more reviews you give, the more people that can find this podcast. Send it to a friend. Come check back in next week. Have a great week, everybody.